Hello everyone, good night, and how are you today? It's been more than 1 month that I've never recorded for my podcast. I've never managed any more for my podcast. I'm so sorry guys. After graduation party, I mean after the last episode we've talked about, it means yeah, I've got a degree now and I'm officially graduated. Way, congrats, so congrats for me. And I've got some activities that I might not have a time for recording, but I promise to you, I always manage this channel of this podcast, and because I really wanted to share to you about what happened in my life. But first of all, because we've never met for a long time enough, more than 1 month, maybe. I want to share to you the first thing that is legit experience, because you know, my favorite band is Westlife, and I went to the Westlife's concert in 6 August in here in my city, in my country. It was amazing, for adorable, really, totally. They are always amazing. Their performance is always incredible. I love them since I in second school, in elementary school, since I was 7 or 8 years old. And the first song that I've known from this band is I know they've made collaborate with an actress here in my country, and they've made a collaborate with song I Have a Dream. So this is the first song that I've known from Westlife, and then the second song is Flying Without Wings. It's legit, it's totally legend, it's awesome. But maybe before I talk about the bad side, I might share to you about the good side first. So I went to the concert. I mean, I didn't go to work, like I spent this day, because I've already bought the ticket from April and the concert is on August, so it took time, you know. So I really prepared, and we've made some t-shirt, like officially t-shirt for Westlife. We've designed it together. I bought the t-shirt, and I really prepared it. I've spent time, like in this day, in 6 August, I have to doing nothing. Like I don't want to have any activities in this day, because I wanted to go to the concert. And yeah, the concert is started at 8 p.m. and then because we have to like queuing or in changing the ticket, so we have to come earlier. Actually, I wanted to come in the morning, you know. But one of my friends, she's got children, she can't leave the baby earlier, so we just on the way to the concert area in 2 a.m. In 2 a.m. it's quiet, and we've got fortunately we've got the best view ever. Even we are not going from the morning, but we've got best view ever. This luckily for her children, I guess, for her baby. And then most of people who went to the concert, especially the platinum class, people who have bought the platinum class, they've got like so few ever. It's totally, I mean, they have spent their money. It's more expensive than I've spent my money, because I took the third class, which is gold class. And this is the platinum class in the second expensive than the first VIP class. class 1 diamond VVIP is the most expensive, then the platinum one, then the gold one, and the last is the silver one. But fortunately for me, because I bought the gold class, so gold class has a best view ever than the platinum class. So people who bought in the platinum class, they've got protest, they've got complaining to the management, entertainment, this promoter, and yeah, it's so like huge. I mean, yeah, I'm a bit disappointed with this promoter as well, because I might not get the zone feel, but I feel the people who had spent much expensive money than us, but they've got the zone feel. It's totally, whoa, terrible. It's dumb, you know. But yeah, I feel a bit disappointed, because if we just compare to another country like our Asian country, in the other country the concept was legit, really. The design of the lighting, stage, now people for who entered the concert, for sitting design, it's totally awesome. But in here, I really totally disappointed with this promoter. It is concert from international actor, for international band, from legend band, but why they've just made it as simple as, you know, a graduation party. Even my graduation party from my university is better than this concert. So it's better than this design. So it was totally harmful, totally dumped, you know, duh, like this. So I might feel, yeah, disappointed. Feel disappointed, but some of the people like to complain until the midnight, maybe until I went to home and I was asleep. Maybe people who had buy platinum class, they're just still complaining until the midnight, and the promoter, the team of promoter said, okay, we will refund your ticket, but unfortunately it's a zone. Because I've heard from people who had complaining, and then until now they didn't get to refund yet. But some of them, they give the promoter give the like free ticket from another band in the future. I mean, but if you just complaining, not like too hard complaining, they won't give you anything. But if you just like mental, temperamental, or people who are temperamental and then hard complaining, they do hard complaining, and then the promoter gives them like free ticket or refund 50%. Like this, it was such as a, you know, I feel like Westlife didn't really interested about concert in my country, because they always post an Insta story before especially Shane Fillon. If he comes to my country, he always post like existing like interesting thing, you know, like my country is a special for Westlife's personal, because Westlife wanted to give us like 5 concert. They want to spend 5 times in my country, you know. So when this concert just happened, and I saw, because I followed the Westlife personnel's account, and I've seen in their story they are not interested at all. They just post one picture like maybe Kian or Nikki. They're still feel excited, because I know Westlife, my country is special in Westlife heart, fortunately. But for the other, for Mark or Shane, they're not so fantastic to be in my country, maybe because they're also disappointed with what have promoter done and what Westlifers feeling. They're disappointed, so maybe Westlife persona also disappointed. But after this, Westlife also done in 22 Life Asia in another country, like my neighbor country, and they're excited again. They become excited again, you know. They post every single activity they have done. So I feel like, oh, Westlife also feel disappointed with the promoter, you know. It's terrible. I hope Westlife can will not choose the promoter as a promoter again, will not choose this entertainment to be their promoter again. I hope it won't happen again, because Westlifers in my country, it's too much. This is a like legend boy band ever like Korean boy band become famous yet. But Westlife, it's totally legend boy band. So I hope this, if you guys as a promoter or a team or an employee from the promoter, maybe I just give what my friends experience about, yeah, what have they felt disappointed, like terrible. Honestly, I feel sorry about this, but luckily me, I've got the best view, even though I just bought the third class, which is gold. So yeah guys, I think this is my story, my first story that I wanted to share to you. But Westlife performance are always incredible, it's always awesome. You'll never get bored. You mean 20 years, their song is just such as I've never get bored when heard that song. I mean, like, I Have a Dream, I know it's right, recycled song, and Flying Without Wings, it's totally old song 20 years ago, but until now it's still easy to listen. It's still happily to listen. I can't even describe with words. So guys, I hope this story will give you inspiration, and for you guys who also went to the Westlife concert, I mean, nice to meet you guys, four of them, and we will see you in another episode, in another podcast.